Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. There's a story that's circulated on Facebook, and it tells about a couple, Bob and Lynn, who were moved by their pastor's message. I wonder if that happens here. Anyway, by their pastor's message to show Christian love to their neighbors. So when they got home from church, they saw a moving van in front of the house across the street, so they decided to display their Christian love. Lynn quickly prepared some homemade bread, and together they ventured across the street. When someone answered the front door, Lynn said, "Hi, we wanted to welcome you to our neighborhood. Here's some bread for you." Well, you can see where this is going, right? The woman who answered the door said, "Thank you very much for your kindness, and this is, however, rather embarrassing. You see, we're not moving in. We're moving out. We've lived here 8 years. Now, that story reminds me of Advent. Advent. So often, we think during Advent we're preparing for one thing, when in truth, it is something else altogether that we should be noticing. After all, preparation is what Advent is all about for us as Christians. We are all about getting ready. We're getting ready for someone we all know. Someone who is moving into our neighborhood. Yes, we're preparing for the celebration again of Jesus coming to the manger. You notice he's not there yet, right? It's because it's not Christmas yet. But we also need to remember to prepare for his promised return. So, we too, like Bob and Lynn, might think about how we want to prepare for Christ's second coming. The question then becomes this: am I doing those things that I want to do to get ready for Jesus' return? Now, that couple in our Facebook story, they were prepared and excited to share the love of God with their neighbors. And I'd like to think that in some way or fashion, that still came across to them. That's because excitement for sharing the love of God is something that is truly infectious. In a greater way, that's what we've seen in the scripture readings for today. God in scripture writes to us and shares his excitement about his coming to earth. There's another thing about Facebook that I like. I've been able to connect with old friends. And one of those is a seminary classmate who taught Hebrew language studies. But he now serves as the president of Concordia University in Chicago. He'll be retiring the end of this year. But he is also a retired rear admiral in the Navy Reserve Chaplain Corps. He's going to be retiring from Concordia, and he's already retired from the Navy. Anyway, on a post that he mentioned, on a post on Facebook, he mentioned today's Old Testament lesson. And he pointed out something that only a lover of the Hebrew language, like Dan Gard, would find. My friend took note of something in verse 5a, which closes the reading from Micah, that we all recognize as a prophecy concerning the promise of the coming Messiah, who is Jesus. Quoting my friend, he writes this: "The English is usually translated, 'And he shall be their,' or our, 'peace.'" Dan goes on to say, "However, this messianic prophecy actually reads simply, 'And this one shall be peace.' This one shall be peace. In other words, Dan goes on to say, Jesus does not just give peace. He himself is peace, as in the Prince of Peace. And he concluded his post with, see how cool Hebrew is. Like I said, he is a lover of the Hebrew language, and he's very perceptive and very down to earth, and I thank heaven for that. By pointing out that Jesus is peace, not simply the bringer or delivery person who comes with peace, we get a glimpse of God's passion and why the Lord came to earth. It isn't just that God is sending good wishes or a nice thought that, oh, peace would be a good thing for us to think about. No, God sends us peace. His peace. Jesus is peace for this world. That is what comes to us in the manger. The whole entire peace of God. You know, we use that phrase when we quote St. Paul, who says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Well, knowing that Jesus is peace helps us to understand why what St. Paul said is so true. It's so hard to truly grasp, to think about this, it's so hard to truly grasp that God, in his desire to come to us, decided to send his peace to us to fulfill our need of reconciliation with him. But that's why God made all the preparations for Christ to come the first time. And so by his preparations, through many things, including the Old Testament prophets, God tells us that the one who is coming, through Micah, he tells us, the one who is coming is himself the peace that we need to have come to us. We don't invite it. He comes to us. And he overcomes the sin and the strife in our lives and in that of the whole world. That is what is delivered to us in absolution and in the sacraments, baptism or Holy Communion. We take into our very mouths the peace of God. And that, indeed, if we're honest, is truly beyond our understanding. So God prepared us for the coming of Jesus, for the coming of peace. And as the time grew close for Jesus' arrival, God revealed more of the preparations that he had done. And that included others who also became enthused about Jesus' coming. They also shared God's joy. They shared God's excitement. And that takes us now into the gospel lesson for today. Elizabeth and Mary together shared in God's preparations. We read today that Elizabeth, who was pregnant with the child that we know of as John the Baptist, who also became the one who prepared the way for Jesus' earthly ministry among the Jews, Elizabeth, now his mother, shared the joy of Mary's participation in God's preparation for Jesus' arrival. Elizabeth rightly recognizes Mary as the mother of her Lord, and she is also rightly humble. Listen again to what she says. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. I love those words. Now, in contrast to the pagans of the day, Mary is not turned into some type of goddess by Elizabeth because of how God has blessed her. What matters ultimately is not Mary's womb, but the child that she bears. This is the joy that Elizabeth shares in. This child to whom God is whom God sent to be peace. And, like Elizabeth, we honor Mary and seek to emulate her faith and her trust in God. Now, Mary received God's plan for her to participate in the most unique way possible in the preparations, all the preparations for the coming of Jesus, by being the one who bears Christ into the world for the salvation of the world. She bears her own Redeemer. Christ came this first time through Mary. And look at all the preparation that was done for him when he came then as God's peace. And as God's peace, he won for the world on the cross the peace that the world needed, which came through his shed blood and through his resurrection. The peace that passes all understanding is ours this Christmas because of all that God had done to prepare the way for Jesus. So, as we worship the Christ child, whose first coming to our neighborhood God had prepared for so long, we also now prepare for his second coming. God now, right now, is preparing for Jesus' second coming by having us participate through preparing room for him in our hearts. By seeking to follow Mary's example of willing acceptance of God's desire to rule in our hearts and lives by the power of the Holy Spirit, we do as the Christmas carol says and prepare him room. And so we join in God's preparations for Christ's promised second coming. Advent is all about us being prepared for the renewal of our relationship with God through Christ. So we join Elizabeth in her rejoicing over the peace who Mary has born into this world the first time he came. And at the same time, we prepare for his return, when the peace of God, Jesus Christ, comes to take us to the home that he has prepared for us in heaven. Advent blessings to you in Christ who is our peace. Amen. Amen. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight.